A couple of themes kind of popped out. So there are kind of as the structure of the meeting was developed, it was with the expectation that the consequences of drought are not isolated to a singular sector, that they are they have the ability and they do transcend all levels of the community into multiple industries, those that are dependent upon producers and growers, but also beyond that. And so it becomes very problematic when there are disruptions to that system. So looking at the actual direct cash losses of money that is not in that community any longer. You know, how do you cope with that as a community, as a county official, who I think Don Larson, where are you, Don? You know, I think that the words that you used were great in that it's, you know, county officials are on the front lines. You know, whether it's, you know, whatever the issue is, they are the ones that are on the front lines looking at it and having to cope with it and help their communities cope with it. We also heard a lot about the concerns of what happens if the drought persists. So looking at the downstream consequences of not just what we're seeing now in the sectors, but also what if it lasts longer? And not knowing that, you know, I think, you know, a lot of folks are praying for rain. But if it doesn't happen, you know, what are we going to do next? Which underscores the need for more planning for how are we going to be more efficient, more effective, and how are we going to integrate some of those practices into our further development efforts? How are we going to do it in a way that can do more capturing of those resources and be more efficient, as I mentioned. The other two themes or three themes that I'll mention is a concern about mental health. That as you cut at the core of some of these economic challenges, they cut to the bottom line of families. They have to make immediate decisions about how are they going to finance the operations of their family. And with diminished income, diminished opportunities potentially, that can have a very serious consequence in terms of mental health concerns. And then finally, looking at partnership and communication are two fundamental themes of good ideas that folks raise as things that we need to do more of. And that's really where the answer lies. Was a little ambiguous of what that answer may be, but I think it's at the core of it, it comes back to that it's the partnership where you have the opportunity to leverage the perspectives, the information, and ultimately the resources. And it's not just fiscal resources, it's also knowledge resources about how to deal with and cope with challenges that the community faces and the region faces overall.